This is the Michael Brighton Show.
Inspire, empower, and educate with Paul Dillon. Paul, what have you overcome or achieved?
There have been many challenges that I've overcome in my career, particularly after the Vietnam War when I came home. But in terms of business, I think figuring out what to do with my business when I retired from the McGladrey accounting firm. And as far as what I've achieved, you know, that's for others to judge, not me. But I can tell you what I tried to do, and that was to be a, you know, very well-respected business executive in Chicago. And I certainly tried to contribute my expertise and any talents that I had to numerous nonprofit boards and some federal, gubernatorial, legislative, and municipal committees and commissions. And, you know, lately, in the latter part of my career, I've tried to become a well-respected college professor, instructor here at Duke University in North Carolina, and tried to be an effective voice for the nation's veterans community. That's what I've tried to do.
I wonder what it was like for you to go from a business side all the way through to education. It must have been quite a shift. Talk to us a bit about what that was like.
You know, not really, because I had taught college courses since 1971 when I came home from Vietnam. I taught a course in transportation policy, and I taught a course in business policy. So it wasn't a shift. I had previous teaching experience, so this came rather naturally to transition. And I'm a part-time adjunct, so I'm not full-time at all. And I haven't, with COVID, haven't taught this course in a while. But it wasn't much of a shift at all.
What kind of steps did you take that helped you helped you progress? It sounds like there were certain things that you needed to do to get there.
Sure. My business didn't start out with the idea of helping veterans. I started out thinking that I was going to provide project management and business development services to companies in the service industry, but that didn't work out. And I had to pivot several times before I found a niche that really worked. And my big break and a pivot point came when one of my clients, Crane Chicago Business, the premier voice for business in Chicago, asked me to do some research in 2011 on companies in Chicago that were hiring veterans, military veterans. And all this research led to a very successful section in their publication around Veterans Day here in the United States in 2011, called Veterans in the Workplace. And it got a lot of exposure and publicity, and things just kind of took off from there.
What will go down as the three biggest lessons that you've learned? It sounds like there'd be quite a lot there, Paul, but if you could boil it down for me, what would they be?
You know, I think that there are two, actually. And this is common for startup businesses. Your first idea for your business might not work out, might not be the right one. So be flexible and find an area or industry that is underserved where you can add value. Then go for it. Don't take no for an answer. You know, if you meet with rejection, get up, brush yourself off, and try again. There's always more than one way to skin the proverbial cat. And I think the second one, Mike, is even more important, and that's to keep your eyes and ears open because new opportunities could come your way at any time. And, you know, you really don't want to miss them. Coldly assess what the upside of any opportunity might be, but even more coldly assess what the downside might be. And, you know, typically when you do that, the downside the downside's risk aren't that bad. If it looks like a good horse that comes your way, for God's sakes, get on and ride it. The worst that can happen is that it doesn't work out. Well, a lot of things don't work out, but some things do. If it's and I've experienced that. I think this is a very, very important lesson, particularly for young people, Mike, because I've seen good opportunities come along for people and they don't even see it. It flies right over their head. So keep your eyes and ears open. Good opportunities come along all the time. Assess them, and if it looks good, why not take a chance?
Would you do anything differently though, Paul, if you go back? If you could go back, would you change anything?
I would probably have done more due diligence on the need for the skills that I could offer to potential clients before I started my own firm. But that being said, there was no way to forecast the severe recession that's really started at the tail end of 2007 and, disrupted any plans that I had to offer the services that I was going to offer clients when they were beginning to severely downsize their own operations. So I think I would have done a little more due diligence and the potential need for the skills that I had to offer.
And if people want to find out more about you, where can they go? So it's your chance to share websites, maybe social media. How can people find you?
Sure, you can go directly to my website at www.dillonconsult. That's DILLON CONSULT.com, or they can email me directly at paul@dillonconsult.com. That's paul@DILLONCONSULT.com, or through my LinkedIn profile.
Thanks so much for being a guest on the show. Feel free to subscribe, share the show, leave a review wherever you are listening in to your podcasts.